Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hello, welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 2, Episode 30.
Do not have a cocaine.
Or any. This week I'm joined by Ryan Lockstock.
And... can it be tamed?
She could be tamed so I could finish my fucking intro for you.
Sorry, Stephen.
Also, here is Mag Smith.
Hello there.
And Cameron Green.
Hey. All right. Blackluster.
Green. The green grass of home.
That's nice.
Jolly green giant.
I wish.
Yeah. Do you do any gardening?
Do I? Yeah, I used to work in a garden centre, didn't I? I loved it. Oh. It was more flirting with our women, to be fair.
Oh.
And then you have to run away from
the 80-year-old women at the garden centre, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they were right up for it.
And if they had dementia, you know...
You
sure, you swing and you miss,
you
then you come back and try out a new style.
It was ideal. Yeah. Then I learned how to use ericaceous compost. Learned how to sort in my nan's garden the other day, pour some pansies in. I say the other day, it was a couple of months ago.
You're in a garden now, are you?
Hey!
Yeah.
I've had enough of this already.
Leave then.
Not that way. Okay.
I've just been vaccinated.
Oh, believe in that, do you?
Listeners and viewers of the podcast, if you've had enough of this, please don't leave, because a lot of you have.
Just leave it playing on in the background.
Yeah, you know, just mute it.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Our motto is mute it, but let it play.
If you own a shop and there's naughty kids outside the shop, you could just put it on outside there.
Psh!
Get rid of the mosquito. Yeah, get rid of all the kids.
No, play
Shall
for the
go
good
rob
kids.
Some chewies? No.
Play for
I've
the really
seen
good
greens.
Boys.
I'll come back in 10 minutes.
I'm just picturing, you know, in 28 days later when the streets are empty, but just over it's just playing this podcast.
Next lockdown, that's what they'll do.
Just have a car driving around playing.
Have us doing a live show. Hey, Ryan.
Hello.
Have you been sacked yet?
No, not yet. I'm leaving soon, though. It's not good.
Aware of this podcast?
Yeah.
They definitely don't watch it, do they?
Definitely not if you keep saying that you're going to leave.
Both you and Dave have said that.
That's why there's no one for the Friday lunchtime rush. I think it's on the speakers. Come on! Please!
No, it's just not fun there anymore. I mean, it's not... It's fun because I'm working with Dave, I suppose... I enjoy like making cocktails. Do you know what I mean? No. But you know, like when you make one, you're like, oh, I'd drink that.
You do that.
And then you do.
Yeah.
It's not fun when you're getting told off.
I'm thirsty, young man, and you're down in those. I thought your eye was wonky before. Fuck me.
But every day we get like backhanded compliments. Like they'll message me, oh, great job yesterday. But you didn't do this. It's like, this will be every single day.
That's just a great management technique.
Is it?
Yeah.
You say something good and then something bad.
Yeah.
Life is short. I just get straight to the bad, don't I?
That's it, yeah.
Don't really butter
it up. Sounds like, Ryan,
that's true.
You're working hard making cocktails and they're making up tall tales. At what point in the job, when Dave was presumably like setting fire to bags of dog poo that you had to like stamp out, did it stop becoming fun?
I think just as the weekends, because I mostly work at the weekends, as they've gone on.
It's usually your party time, isn't it?
That's it, yeah.
This is it.
The beakend, as you call it.
Yeah.
It's because he binges Tracy Beaker, shoots up on heroin.
You think you've got a bad trace? That Justine is a slag.
The slumping ground, am I right?
Yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
Cameron, what have you been up to?
Absolutely bugger all, pal. Got my vaccination. Tried a diet. It's not really working out. But I did get a new Everton top because my mate found one for me.
Nice.
Found it?
Yeah, I found it in a charity shop. Never start it off.
Is it the latest kit?
No, I think it's a remake of 1994. Nothing happened that year, but they had a nice badge.
That's
what we're paying for.
The participation badge.
Yeah.
You tried.
It's got a couple of scout badges on the sleeve. It's got the patience and resilience badges. And this poor, poor fan.
Oh, wait, sorry, Max. What have you been up to?
Great question, Stephen. Thanks for asking. I recently got a new games console, so I've been trying that out.
Yeah?
It's really fun.
Which one?
PlayStation Classic. Yeah, very cool, very cool. What else? Can't really say much. Shall we speak about the...
You can talk about you come down with me night.
Yeah, had some friends around for a great, little party.
Yeah, friends at the start of the night.
Yeah, and we still are. That's why I'm on this podcast with two of them.
Yeah.
Stephen and Ryan. You weren't invited, sorry.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
I know.
Cameron was going to be in it because Tom doesn't reply for hours.
Bugger and balls there.
I say unfortunately because when you see his entertainment, fuck me. True to form, Tom.
Unfortunate for all of you, really, because I was going to ask my nan could he use her melon baller, and I've already been through this mistake.
No, you pansy.
Back under the shrub.
Didn't know you're into that, Cameron. Ooh.
Oh, come off it.
Oh, your nan's a melon baller.
Nice melon balls in port.
Oh,
what do you think commenced?
I thought you meant pork.
What?
I thought no.
Melon and pork.
Yeah, well, you get gammon and pineapple.
Yeah, melon and pork could be a thing.
Gammon and pineapple could be like your double act.
He's Caribbean. I'm English.
We don't get on because he's really into Brexit.
Surely Dave would be gammon. And then I could poke my head in his melon ball, I guess, once in a while.
I guess because of the Tommy Robinson lookalike thing you have going on.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Moving on.
Ooh.
I went to a wedding last week.
Nice.
It was my auntie's wedding, and I'm really bad with timings, so I got there. I think we were pretty much the last people to arrive.
You got there as soon as they said, has anyone got anything to say to stop this marriage? Hello!
The woman on the organ. Dun, dun, dun. You're not helping. I'm trying to be discreet here.
The priest, no! He has returned.
Managed to get there in time. Nice. Just about. The wedding went well. So he tripped over.
Oh, no
way.
So basically, her family had like a gathering in the back garden. I got on a hammock and fell out straight away. I just lay there on the floor. No one really laughed, though. One of her cousins just smiled, and I thought, you said nothing to me, you little shit.
Wow.
You're just smiling away. I grabbed it by the throat.
Sounds like this could be the kid from The Omen. Yeah. He had some scissors in the back pocket because he'd been fiddling with the hammock before you got on it.
I wanted her.
They've got a piece of string as though he's walking past. And then you walk in, crash the wedding, but the time's at 2 o'clock. It turns round. Naughty, naughty.
Why is he invited?
Damien.
That's me.
Yeah, she fell over. It was great fun.
How did that happen?
She just tripped over. It went from laminate to carpet. she just stacked it. But not many people were watching, so she got away with it. And then the bride, who was my auntie, she was dancing with her later on, and she went, so I heard you fell over before.
Do you know this is supposed to be my day?
We had a no stacking it policy.
You ever been to like a Remembrance Sunday thing at like an arboretum, or you know, you get those big remembrance pillars and everyone sticks around? We went to one in Prescott, and my nan went in these high heels. She's under 5 foot, so she needs the high heels so people don't step on her. Mm. And as she's walking along, she stands in one of the cobbles. Silence starts. She stacks it and like falls, so that there's like the whole square of people, and she's just leaning out the square going, oh, trying to get up, and no one's helping us. They're all trying to be silent. Me and Auntie Leslie's still there going,
and you've been watching loads of stuck porn recently.
I can see a melon baller.
For fuck's sake, man. Come on. Oh, I get lost.
I was in the cinema watching 1912 like ages ago, and there was this really sad part of the movie.
1917.
Oh shit, yeah, 1917.
1984.
Sorry, 1917.
It was before the war. Yeah.
Pretty dull, I'll be honest. The prequel, everyone wanted.
But just Hitler as a struggling artist.
It was really sad bit. Yeah. And this person got up to go to the toilet and just stacked it onto the floor. And everyone was sort of quiet.
Well,
no one really offered. Because they were right by the screen. And instead of like getting up and carrying on, they crawled.
Oh,
but it was a good distance. A good distance. As soon as they left, everyone was in stitches.
Yeah. Oh, they held on
in the trenches. It was really good.
Huh? Maybe they're having like a PTSD. Thought they were in the trenches at the time.
The trenches of 1918.
Help me, Benedict Cumberbatch.
We had a teacher who was walking down the corridor, and a kid like pushed their bag in front of them.
Damien.
And the teacher fell over, but just stayed lying there for like 3 minutes. And it was just like, oh God. Like, he wasn't hurt.
In class, like in a
No,
a
just
lesson.
In the corridor, like right, queuing I'm up sorry. For the class. So he was just lying there for 3 minutes. And then he got up and just went in, locked the room and just started playing on the piano by himself.
Jesus, he was really going through it that
yeah,
day.
Yeah, really was.
It was
yeah.
like a Phantom of the Opera prequel. Yeah.
Well, as he fell, his divorce papers came out of his folder.
Also, I was dancing at the wedding, and we spoke about Michael Gove last week dancing. Terrific. I just basically did what he did. I realised, yeah, I'm pathetic on the dance floor.
No.
No, I am.
I've seen your moves.
I need my noughties hip-hop. Yeah. That's what I need.
I'm picturing him in a dance-off with Michael Gove. You made it sound like he was also at the wedding. Dressed as a little kid with a pair of scissors. All sorts of mischief.
Of course he has scissors. He's always making cuts.
Hey! Yeah, Ryan?
Yeah.
Satire. Now it's time for news.
Oh.
Max, you told me something the other day and I was shocked at it. You had a lunch break. What's the difference?
I'm so hungry.
You had more than 3 hours sleep. No, sir. Rob Beckett is in the new Cinderella film with Camilla Cabello, Piers Brosnan, which is a bit of a strange one. Because if you'd have told me he was in a panto Cinderella in Morecambe, I would have been like, oh, he's done well for himself there. But in a film on Amazon Prime, and I saw a picture of him, and he just looks like a Keith Lemon character just in the middle of
Who's
a film.
Who's he playing?
No idea.
Oh.
Not Prince Charming, is it?
Hello.
It could be playing like the anthropomorphic horse or something.
Yeah.
Not being sly and Rob Beckett.
That's sly, that is sly.
Maybe he's playing, I'm trying to think of all the buttons. Wonderful characters from Cinderella.
Yeah.
Three mice, a horse, a pumpkin.
You got the ugly sisters.
Say he could be like a mouse that got turned into a human. For going to build.
Is it done the mice get turned into horses? Isn't that the...
Yeah, that makes more sense. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's just giant mice.
You are your rat. Big fucking
That's
rat.
How people get around in Prescott, on the back of giant mutated mice.
Because I thought it was such a strange movie casting. I then Googled the strangest movie castings. Had a good look. Have you got any that come to the top of your head?
I know that Nicolas Cage was meant to be a main part in Lord of the Rings.
No.
Aragorn.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be good.
The one that came up for me when I Googled it was Gary Oldman. Really,
Romance. It's Drexel.
No, he played a dwarf in a film called Tiptoes. And there's just a picture of him, like, genuinely.
Yeah.
That, like, 3 foot tall. And you just look at it and go, that is ridiculous. Very what strange. Were they thinking?
Does he just put, like, shoes on his knees?
I imagine so.
That's pretty funny. He plays in
your calf's in shot again, Gary. Kelly Brook was in the Keith Lemon film because Keith Lemon's on my mind now. That was ridiculous. That was a shit film in general.
Just Keith Lemon.
Yeah.
One.
Have you seen the new show he's doing?
Oh,
yeah, with
God.
The Holden.
Yeah. It's called The Holden Years, and it's Amanda Holden, and Keith Lemon plays her nan. It's like a comedy. As somebody who's trying to get a comedy made, fucking hell.
That's just disgusting. Yeah.
What has Keith Lemon got on people or Lee Francis?
Well, so he was really big with Bo Selector.
Yeah.
Which was okay. It wasn't like the best thing in the world, but, you know, it wasn't bad. And then Keith Lemon started, and it just, like, there were kids at school that were doing... That's
when I enjoyed it, when I was in school.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And it just became comedy, massive, yeah.
This is one of them questions that it's going to come into my head at, like, midnight, and I'm going to...
We'll write in the comments, guys. Make sure you all write in the comments and like the video, please. And then in other news, it's probably old news now, there was a video of a guy that was going around, and he approaches Logan Paul and goes, I've quit my job. And he gets £100,000 a year, he said. That was his job. And he goes, or dollars. And he goes, I've quit my job. I want to work for you. And Logan Paul's sort of like, well, what'd you do? And he goes, I want to be an actor. And he's just like, I can't really help you. Because, you know, he's saying he's trying to like, do his own life, basically. And this guy's in tears in his car saying, just watch the clip. And I don't understand. It must be fake. There's no way you'd quit a job
the
worth that amount on the off chance Logan Paul goes, come on then.
If he does want acting work, though, and it is fake, and all these people have been fooled, then that's a brilliant example of viral marketing.
Yeah.
It's a very good way to get your name out there.
Yeah.
The only issue is your name's out there as this person that failed horrifically.
Do we know his name?
No.
Well, then, it's only going to be out there for a couple of weeks.
He's made a picture of this already.
Ryan, do you want to just show them what it would look like if they came up approaching to try and join Stephen Tries Industries?
Yeah.
Go on.
excuse me, I've just quit my job.
What'd you do?
I was working in IT, health and safety, for a company.
What was the company?
It was a company, Biscuits, McVitie's.
Right, yeah.
I work for McVitie's on the computers doing health and safety.
Right.
Nice.
I was on $100,000 a week, but I've decided to quit because I want to be an actor.
Okay.
But I don't just want to be a actor. I want to work for Stephen Tries.
Yeah. Can you produce a podcast?
Can I produce a podcast?
You got any experience of doing that?
No.
You're hired.
That's Joe in the background.
Yeah.
Biscuit health and safety.
Well, you know what?
Someone's got to do it. Yeah.
Because if you dip it in tea...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
God, that's true as well.
And what ginger nuts are pretty tough. They can cut the inside of your mouth.
Yes. Might drop one on the floor.
You could eat one whole.
Yeah.
You could throw it at stale biscuits. I guess they can be quite tough.
Throw them at, little kids.
Jammy dog packaging. Notoriously jammy. So you've got to try and keep your eye on them. Because if they get too jammy,
yes,
that's going to be a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Leave them to their own devices.
Yes.
Imagine.
Party rings.
Yeah. Oh, I might get run over by some wagon wheels.
You could eat too many and die.
Got me into plenty of trouble over the years.
Yeah.
Party rings.
Yeah.
Glorioles, some people call them.
Yeah. Or Nan's watermelon.
Oh, shut up! Leave her alone!
Show me your party rings, Gren.
More like a farty ring, haven't I?
You like that, Cameron, little farty ring?
Yeah, he's won me over again. Too easy, really.
If you can tell me the location, then I'll be quite surprised, to be honest. That's me.
Yes Man loses company $2 billion.
Read it again. Sorry.
So he said yes. And
Yes Man loses company $2 billion.
I'm not Googling it.
That's all right, I'm going
to search for...
Now, where would
Australia.
$2 billion dollars as well. Got America.
I'm going to go for Japan.
India.
Nowhere near.
So in 2004, there was a group called the Yes Men who would disguise themselves as other people to do activism in the world.
It was always Jim Carrey.
They went on to the BBC playing somebody called Jude, I believe.
Hey, Jude.
And they were talking about something called the Bhopal disaster, which happened in 1984 when an Indian company vented a load of gas out of one of their factories, killing 3,000 people instantly. The Yes Men went on to the BBC in 2004 and said, we are now going to take full responsibility for what happened. Because he came on as one of their CEOs of this company and said, we take full responsibility for what happened. The company has never said that. So when this guy just randomly went onto the BBC and said that, they was started like going, oh, fuck.
Oh, crumbs.
Oh, yeah, crumbs. Yeah. Oh, frick.
Business.
It is. That's so true.
Oh, puddles. Oh, crumbs. Get the health and safety fella from McVitie's in here. It's a disaster. Oh, shit. They're everywhere.
Oh, such a laugh. So they were like going into full panic mode and then just decided to pay all the fines that they had got given and never paid for. God. Because somebody just randomly said that they'd done it. The other thing is, as soon as they had said it, their stock went down $2 billion.
Shit, man.
Almost destroying the company. But it is mad what you can do if you just say you're somebody else.
Yeah.
You know.
Company.
Yeah, oh,
using
yeah.
Using $2 billion and still cracking up.
Yeah, still fine.
Wow.
Thank you, Max, for that.
Yeah, it's all right.
Thanks, Matt.
Not the best one, but, you know, not the worst.
I like that one. Gives you a little bit of hope, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The world moving forward.
A little bit of hope. Well, should we slag off a podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, please.
Let's get into it, yeah. This week it is football, and it is Football is Nice with Russell Brand.
Psh. Russell Brand?
Boring.
What a shit opinion. Am I right, mate?
Yeah, mate.
Did you look at where it says boring Russell and say Brand. It?
You little bastard.
I didn't. I've
Play
not
it
got
back.
My glasses.
Play it back.
I've not got my glasses.
Russell Brand.
Yeah, he's
that's random.
He's someone
who supports West Ham a bit, I think.
Yeah, he's big into, you know, philosophy, and the ways of the world, politics, and now he's turning into football, and saying football is nice. Boring, it's not nice.
Very clearly, isn't nice. No. His club is owned by the Dildo Brothers. In fact,
yeah,
made all the money selling dildos.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
your nan's funded that club.
She's got a box.
You know what goes nicer with West Ham?
The money maker's here.
Ham and melons.
You got any melons for me to ball?
She's going to watch this. She's going to be so good.
No!
Play ball.
Okay.
And to think when we got my car jacked in, she gave you a nice cup of tea.
Yeah. For melons.
Melon and milk. Let a tea bag infuse.
I won a lifetime supply of honeydew a while ago.
Oh, that'd be miserable, wouldn't it?
No. You thought we were slagging off Russell Brand anyway.
Cantaloupe's shit, I think.
I'm just thinking, what's the worst thing to win a lifetime supply of honeydew would be up there?
Russell Brand DVDs.
Yeah.
Well, it's just that you only need one.
Really. You only need one.
For him saying football is nice as well. There is a football club called Nice that's spelled like nice. So I listen to that thinking, football is Nice. So I'm thinking, Nice News. And then it's fucking Russell Brand on about shit.
Yeah.
Wow. What's he going to talk about? Yeah, I don't know if you've ever... He's very pretentious, isn't he?
I think he had ex-footballers on one of his episodes. I think that's the line he's going down.
What, talking about how football is nice?
There's too many football podcasts. Nice. It is. Peter Crouch did one. That's all you need.
So fuck off, Russell Brand.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Russell Bland with that
yes.
opinion.
Wow.
Mine was better than Ryan's. I didn't get much of a reaction.
Russell, stop rustling.
You could produce this podcast.
Yeah, I could, yeah. Do anything I put my mind to.
Here we go then. How do you like to be approached by someone who is interested in you?
Just fucking come up to me and say it.
Yeah.
Depends
yeah.
what they're interested in me for. If they knock down my door and go, we've got a warrant.
Oh, God. Whoa. We're interested in something.
I remember when I was out clubbing in St. Helens big time. And there was a girl who started grinding on me. And I've never been more frightened. I've been mugged. And I've never been more frightened in my life. I was just stood there like this. Take everything.
Yeah, you go and put your hand in your pocket. What's gone?
Take it. Just leave my crotch alone. Quite an aggressive grinder.
So every time I'm with Erin, I'm walking into town, we go past that best one. I'm like, Stephen was mugged there.
Oh, thank you, mate. Yeah.
That's horrible. Every time his arms get boring for Erin.
Yeah, she does. Hates it. I walk past How to Be Stormzy Park as well. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I was wondering where you were going to go with that. It's like every time I walk down the road with Erin, she's like, turn left. And get moving.
Just say it. I don't know. It just seems
Just where's
the romance in that?
You life, you know, I hate to use a phrase that gets bandied about a lot, but life's too short.
Especially if you smoke.
Yeah.
You'd be coughing in your coffin. I think that, yeah, like Max says, let it be known. Ryan, what's the best way to approach you?
Approach me?
Yeah.
I think that I was just...
I've left my £100,000 job. Please give me work.
just ask me questions, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Well, that's what we're doing now. Is
No hello.
Let's make it clear, we are not flirting right now.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But I think maybe, I don't know, sometimes I'm not very good at small talk if it's like a stranger, or especially a female.
How about
especially
big talk?
Back in the day.
Didn't know we were strange to you, Ryan.
Well, no, not now.
Best way to approach you then?
Don't bother. Just get stuffed. Leave me alone.
The get people, stuffed.
The only folk they're ever trying to talk to.
Is that your opening chat line? Do you want to get stuffed?
Mushrooms?
Not with fucking melon, Nan. Put it away.
The only people that ever approach me to start a conversation anymore are like people on Xbox that
charity
want to
collectors.
Abuse me and shit. Like, I have a game of FIFA and them. They were like, they'll just fucking send me a message like, you're toxic.
Joe, and I was in New York and the guy came up to me and said, oh, like your hat. And then turns out he was asking for money, but still worked, you know, complimenting me.
Yeah.
That's a good way to go, compliments.
You find out that your fiancé has stolen $9,548.32 from your account over the past 3 years. Do you call off the wedding? So what's that, about $7,000?
I wouldn't call it off. Definitely a chat needs to happen. Because it might have just
you
been
stop
that
doing
I...
that, please.
Because I wouldn't have been sure if I've actually spent that amount of money.
Bed now.
Pathetic, mate. That's what you are.
Can you peg me before you go to bed, please?
I never should have proposed to you, Howard.
Unless you're
Howard
too tired.
Gives you too much power.
You've been robbed, Ryan.
Yeah.
Been robbed.
Yeah.
Think of all that strap-on money that could have been spent.
Stop buying strap-ons. Are you a cuck?
Am I what?
After he's come down with me, like, no, he's not.
Hey!
I guess it depends if they saw it as stealing. Because if it's like an account, then you just
like...
Does it
say stolen?
Well, yeah, it's stolen. So it's your bank account, and they've been taking money out of your bank account. It's great to say.
I would call it off.
I'd call off the wedding, and I wouldn't just give them a conversation. I'd say, bye.
Yeah,
so I think if you're being used for your money, then
take him to court.
Take him to church.
Mm. Yeah.
Right. So I'm your fiance.
Okay.
And you've just opened your.
He thinks you've proposed before, by the way.
Oh my God! £7,000. Yeah. Why, Susan? Why?
OnlyFans subscriptions.
That's worse.
For makeup.
I guess if you're subscribing maybe to mine.
No.
Oh.
Everyone else's butt.
Everyone else's butt.
It's just one account.
Not its. Nothing. Only
unofficial butt pics.
Only the body.
That's me at yoga.
I'd leave. No, you know what I mean. I'd get rid of them.
Yeah. All right, what would they have needed to have bought for you then with that £7,000?
Maybe
that
if it was something that would like help. If you bought me something with it, then I'd be like, okay, mate, I don't know.
I don't know. It's still your money. It's not.
Yeah.
700 PlayStation Classics.
That's it, yeah.
You get these kind of like, this is like a kind of radio play thing from the 50s where like, you know, gangsters got you in a hoodwink and you know, you're taking the money and then your wife's like, oh, where's all the money? And you say, well, I needed it to get out the gangster's hoodwink. And then in the end, the gangster gets what for? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not relatable for listeners as well.
Yeah, yeah.
We've all been in a gangster's hoodwink.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Your nan didn't actually win a lifetime supply of melon. She's bought that on my dime, Cameron.
Nan!
I saw her hoodwink.
That better be the Bible, boy.
Fucking hell. Get lost. Get lost. You fucking seawolf.
I've got one last one.
Nice.
A stripper's allowed to be at your partner's bachelor / bachelorette party. If so, would physical contact be okay?
Are they friends?
No, it's just a
that makes
just
a stripper, man. Contact a bit worse.
No, no, they might be hugging. Maybe they're she's friends.
No,
with
it's
stripper.
A stripper. You know what strippers do?
Oh, like the guy gets paint off your wall.
I was going to say, get on Trusted Trader to get all the guests booked in.
This guy's a cowboy builder. Wait, nope.
I spent $7,000 on a fucking stripper.
He's
got his own emulsion.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean,
Well, would you, if you were, you know, on your stag do and Cameron's booked a stripper,
I wouldn't want.
Yeah, I'd feel
Cameron invited.
Like you feel uncomfortable just being there. Is that what you're saying?
Sorry,
Ryan's getting a lap dance and you feel uncomfortable.
No, you can get.
Yeah, your pants too tight or something. Stephen implies Max is erect.
I'm probably the one giving you the lap dance.
Oh my good God!
Wow.
What do you mean by that?
There's real hard-working strippers out there, and you're the one who's getting booked.
Exactly. Yeah. What's the editing?
Gotta keep grinding away. Call this one the daily grind.
I guess I don't really care.
Wow.
I'm not that far. Like, I wouldn't really want a stripper. Like, I don't want a stripper at my bachelorette party.
Don't say it to me.
Are you
bachelorette party? He said the wrong word. Bachelor party.
Bachelor, that's it. Yeah.
While you've got an open mind, Ryan, could be a stripper with open legs, giving it your missus big time.
Yes.
Yeah,
that does change things.
Yeah.
I guess I wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't want some guy rubbing his knob all over it.
Wow. Unless I was in the room watching.
What?
Will you pick me after, please?
You're saying no.
I'll say no.
Wow.
Okay, say no.
Max.
It's her choice.
Yeah.
I know she'll say no.
Wow.
Fingers crossed so tight. Don't let me down, baby. Put all my faith in you. I guess we'll have to see what happens.
Cameron.
Yeah, fuck it, I'm having him.
Yeah. But you come across quite, you know, jealous in a way.
What?
Not jealous, but, you know, like, you wouldn't want, I think I'm the same. You're like, you know, it's my partner. Not in a possessive way. But would you be okay for Annabelle to have a stripper?
Yeah.
Is that because you want one? Is that what you're saying?
One.
Come on. Need.
Have you had
I need one. Get out of bed in the morning.
Still live at home, don't you, Cameron?
I've had a busy night shift. And you want me to come in there and give you fried eggs for breakfast? And I've got his melon. You'll enjoy it.
Oh God!
I just want a stripper that's not related.
Now I need to go get undressed for work.
Oh God!
Fucking horrible. Yeah, what about you?
Don't need a stripper.
Yeah,
it's like going to a strip club on your holidays, isn't it?
I think it'd be quite funny to see Zoe have a stripper on her to see what she'd do. I think she'd be laughing quite a lot. Mind you, you know, I'm such a sexual dancer. As my auntie found out the wedding. I think it'd be quite funny to see it. Have you had a lap dance before?
Yeah, when we went to Prague.
Yeah.
The strippers there were very forward. So they'd come over and then just, like, sit on your lap.
I've DM'd you.
They, like, sit on your lap and then... You'd say, like, oh, I'm not interested or whatever, but they're not bothered because they know you're going to come in and they're just trying to convince you. They're trying to convince you while you're there. But then one of them goes, like, who's the boss here? And then one of them goes, he's the boss to me. And then this stripper comes over, like, sits on my lap. He's like, so you're the boss, eh? And it might have been the peak of my whole life where I got to sit there and go, like, and see the bullet holes on her and everything. Like, yeah, I'm the boss. I felt like James Brown.
my mates bought me one when we were in Cavos. There was a strip club there, and
bought me one.
Yeah, is that the one that's a restaurant by day?
Yeah, restaurant by day, strip club by night.
Wow.
Yeah. So be like it, during the when it's night time, it's like shut. So you
And not a waitress trying to walk around.
It was very awkward. So there's no, you don't have like a booth or anything. You just go on, it's like this one long sofa.
Yeah.
And everyone's there like
singing happy birthday to the kids on the next table.
She's got a candle in her ass crack.
Just a flame when she farts.
It sounds so weird when you say bought one. It really, everyone says bought one, but it should be hired. It makes it sound like you're packing up for the way home. And like, can you get in the suitcase? Because I haven't got your ticket for the plane.
Very similar story. When I was in Cavos, one of the lap dancers was a waitress during the day, and she called me Puff.
Oh.
What, because you wouldn't have a dance? Or?
I ordered a chicken salad. I thought it was a dance, but apparently not. just me having a pocket wank.
McDonald's.
Throwing lettuce salad. And vinaigrette.
I've just got a cucumber up my ass.
I don't want it to stop.
Ryan's sitting there jealous. I want to be pegged by a cucumber.
There we have it. We've solved so many problems for the world.
Just putting them all to rights.
Yeah. What's that? It's time for a really good segment. Sure, go on then.
Stephen lies. Stephen's sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Women.
Oh boy.
This week, Max Smith is the detective.
Hey! Detective Smith on the scene.
Yeah. And we have an...
Is it a pride umbrella?
Ryan, you explain what it is.
It's a hat.
Yeah, it looks like a hat, yeah.
It's an umbrella hat.
Oh, I feel like I've seen this before, you know. Ryan, what is this to you?
This to me, I went camping with Erin.
Okay.
A couple of years ago.
I wouldn't put it up indoors, sorry. Ryan. So bad luck.
Unlucky for some.
It's literally a bad look if you wear that.
Hey!
I went camping with Erin.
Yeah, you said that already.
We pissing it down, really wet.
Who was? Oh, right.
And we were meant to go for like 3 nights, but after the first night,
she was sick.
Yeah.
You stink of piss.
Just so wet and just constantly raining.
Oh,
both of us.
Am I wearing your super dry?
No, man.
Right.
And
imagine if a real detective was like this. The only notes you've made are jokes.
Where did you go camping?
Bring him bad cup. You think incontinence is funny, boy?
It was near, it's called Loch Lomond.
Loch
Lomond.
Oh.
Highlands.
Sure.
Just south of the Highlands.
But it was all
I actually bought this as a joke. This is a jokey present for Erin.
Yeah, very funny.
Well, she didn't bring a good enough jacket.
Who grips a jokey present like that? This is a jokey present.
It was funny, Erin. It was funny. I've got a degree in this.
Yeah. She didn't
that,
wear it.
That would be the case, yeah. Would be. Oh, fuck me.
Spit out, baby.
Fuck off, Ryan. Fuck you. Stephen, what's this to you?
This is a present.
Nice.
I bought.
Ooh.
For Zoe.
Oh, okay. Was there a special occasion? Okay.
No, there wasn't.
What's that cheeky smile?
It's more of an apology present.
Oh, okay. Is it something you want to get into, or is it like...
No, I feel like, you know, having to buy something to apologise isn't the best way to go.
If I had an argument with somebody and they got me this...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I'd feel happy by it.
There was a logical reason why I bought this. Some embarrassing story.
Right.
I was about to get in the shower.
Nice.
I just had a wee. You know, that's what happens.
Yeah. The classic.
Stripped off after the gym. I've gone for a wee.
Yep.
And for some reason, I quite enjoy annoying Zoe. You've probably never seen this side to me.
What?
And so she was working on my laptop, sat in bed. And so I just I jumped onto the bed. I was just jumping around.
Yeah.
And a drip of urine fell from my penis, landed in her hair.
Okay.
So I ran off to the shower going, I'm so sorry. And then she went, was that a joke? Was that a joke? And I was going, come on, room for one more in the shower. Thinking she could just wash it out.
Yeah.
She was angry for some reason. And I was going, come on, you pisshead.
That's funny.
And then I tongue-in-cheek bought this umbrella hat.
Yeah. I assume it didn't help.
Well, no.
Yeah.
No, it hasn't. Mainly because I'm banned from being naked on the bed. Actually, that was a rule before. Oh, yeah, I lived with my mum, so.
Yeah. Don't we all?
No.
Live with our mums.
Mm. I'd never make a joke about your family members. You know that?
Cameron, what's this to you?
I wore this to my uncle's stag do in Hamburg.
Is there a stripper?
Plenty, yeah. He had to go dressed as a song on one of the nights, so I wore this to go as It's Raining Men.
I think so. Okay. What did your uncle go as?
Something to do with meatloaf. I don't really know.
He had a maltloaf and he just changed the letters.
just got like a fucking meatloaf while we were there. Right, okay. Known as meatloaf. Because he didn't know what the real thing
was.
How
would you get meatloaf in the UK?
Yeah, yeah.
How would you get?
Well, we're in Hamburg, we're in Germany.
Oh, wow.
All sorts of weird shit.
Fair. The only issue I have with your story is that this is the third dress-up story that you've given on Stephen Lies.
I do like dressing up.
And they've all been lies, though.
Yeah.
So.
Who'd have thought the guy who dresses in a black T-shirt every day without fail would ever dress in anything different?
Yeah, so true. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's you, Cameron. I don't know if it would be you. It does sound like something you'd do.
Oh, because I'm always pissing on people.
Yeah. So
I think it's a funny present, though.
Yeah, I can see you doing that. I can see you getting this present for that situation. But ultimately, I think it's Ryan.
Mm-mm.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Sorry.
Really?
He's gone from pissing off to pissing on.
Exactly. Yeah, wow.
Yeah. So he's coming round to the idea of being a fun hat.
It is. Yeah, no, it's fun. Yeah, it's cute. When did you get that?
It's not cute, is it?
I swear I've seen it.
No, I only got it last week.
All right.
Well, there we have it. You lost your case, numbnuts.
Yeah, that's so true. And right. I guess I lost respect of you guys for being the shit detective.
It's time for a viewer's embarrassing story.
Hey!
With a twist, because the DMs are rife with interesting stuff, you know.
Well...
I'm going to start off with something that Max, I believe, will enjoy.
Oh,
it says, please show this to Max. It has both a bug's life and fleshlights in it. Look
seriously
at that.
Panicking. Oh, my good God.
Oh,
what?
My God. I was going to joke and say it's Flick's face on a thing, but...
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
That is horrifying.
Oh, Jesus.
So which character is that, Max?
That's a caterpillar, isn't it?
God.
So I guess it's the right shape.
Splatter pillar now.
That's good. That's very nice.
Nice.
Then this is a perfect ad placement there.
Yeah, I think like school was always like a... At the beginning, school was always an issue for me just because there's a load of fucking knobheads that went there.
Dreading the back-to-school rush? Let's talk about your online shopping to this.
Wow, yeah, that's incredible.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes. It's Ewan who sent that. Very good.
Well done.
That's
brilliant.
And then there's a...
Oh, boy, here we go.
This one's from Ben. It says, found Max going for the number one spot with the beans on his head, copying Stephen. Think on Max. I'll the video.
Oh, for God, was
copying it? A little bit of egg everywhere. A little bit of beans on my hair.
Oh, God.
Cheers for that, mate. Yeah, thank you very much.
Don't play now. I don't know. What is that?
Oh,
turned it off. I'm excited about what this means for the segment, though. We can just start getting people to send us in, you know.
Yeah, they have been doing people sending stuff.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Mabel Bean.
Oh. It's now time for a really good segment that's been growing on me a lot, actually. I've got to say it.
Nice.
Fucking hell, I hate this segment.
Should probably update that. Max, what wacky stuff have you been up to this week? What's trying to look for you in a car?
So, this week I went on holiday.
Hey.
But I don't know if it got sent to you.
Right. I was on my computer at 2 o'clock, you know, just before we left, and I didn't have it.
Right. Okay. Well, it's lucky because I've also been working on an apology.
Right.
For you and the audience.
Okay, yeah, then do that then.
I guess, you know, every good apology starts off with the word sorry.
Get a life.
What?
Grow up.
Where's this coming from, Ryan?
Just annoys me. You know, I put ages into my segments.
Yeah.
And then you come along with your, oh, I forgot it.
I didn't say I forgot it.
I didn't send it because the internet. Bollocks, mate. Bollocks. You're coming here, right? You've got no segment. You've got nothing. You're providing me with no comedy, no entertainment.
You'd be smirking during this apology.
Yeah.
It's not genuine.
You drink all the water. It's embarrassing. Dude,
I had two glasses.
It's embarrassing.
I'm dying
for a drink.
You've not even finished yours.
Yeah, well, I'm dying. Yeah, I'm trying to nurse it because I have to because you've drunk it all. I'm dehydrating because of your
water,
shit segment,
water
mate.
Pig.
Water pig. That's probably the most hurtful part. Sorry, Ryan. Do you want me to go?
I've never seen Ryan that angry before.
Jesus. Literally. Fuck off. Go on.
Breathe out.
Tell you what, why don't you stop breathing? All right?
Jesus, Ryan.
Well, so shit.
Yeah, so shit. Shit useless idiot.
Yeah.
Shit useless idiot. Oh. Div.
Look at this.
Whoa, who are you walking across the camera?
Fuck yeah.
What are you doing? I presume.
Only me!
Charlie Chaplin?
No, it's Herbie Bits. Hello, everyone.
Herbie Bits.
Herbie Bits. You must have heard of me.
No, only about 3 seconds ago, really.
No, I got booked for the podcast.
Yeah, you weren't
given an email blast by Joe.
No, apparently a lot of the emails aren't coming through today.
Oh, yeah. Bloody hell. It's me, Herbie Bits.
Yeah?
Yes.
So what's that?
Herb.
Herb.
Herbie Bits.
Where are you from, Herbie?
I'm from Chinatown.
Chinatown Herb where?
Oh, Chinatown in London.
Right.
Right.
Herb Bibbits or Herbie?
Herb.
Yeah.
Space.
Yeah.
B, period. Bits, period.
Right.
Underlined, bold and italics.
Wow.
Right.
Very fancy. Hence the hats.
The bowler hat.
So, Herbie.
Hello.
Why were you booked for this podcast?
Well, that's what I'm confused by, because I spoke to Joe.
Right, yeah.
Joe McGrath. I met him a few years ago through a friend.
Right.
And he said, you'd be great for podcast.
Who was the
Joe's,
friend?
Yeah.
That you, met Charlie Brown. That you met Joe through?
Doggy P.
Doggy P.
Doggy P.
Dog. E. P.
What does the E stand for?
E bagum.
And what does the P stand for?
Blop. Now...
Maybe we should have got them on the podcast as well.
So I've been speaking to Joe, right? Cause
yeah.
Because he knows someone that's on this very podcast that I want to have a chat with.
Right. Who's that?
Ryan Locke.
Oh, wow. Madness.
What do you want to speak to Ryan about?
Well, so I don't know if you know this, but I'm in love.
Wow. Right. Congratulations.
And
I don't know where this is going.
About 20 years ago.
20 years.
I had this issue.
Yeah.
Because...
Was it a health one?
In a way... I like this. He knows what I'm talking about. I fell in love with Rosemary.
Rosemary?
Rosemary.
Wow.
So much so that I made me nad stink of Rosemary.
Oh, hence Herbie Bits.
Herbie Bits.
Oh, gotcha.
Herbie Bits got Herbie Bits, is what I used to say down the old police cells. And basically, me nad say stink of Rosemary.
Right.
And she's me mother.
Oh.
and I spray her deodorant on my bits.
So you've
so they stink of rosemary, my mother.
You want your testicles to smell like your mother?
Yes, because I love her.
Right.
I'm infatuated with her. And now, a few weeks ago, I was getting noshed off by a guy editing a podcast. And I heard this segment where Ryan Locke was kissing his mother. And I came in to see how you and your mother got on.
Yeah.
So you're looking tips for incest.
So,
for
right.
From Ryan Locke.
And you've, right. Okay. Go for it, mate. It's great.
I'm joking. A bit weird.
Obviously,
I'm actually a policeman.
You're not a policeman.
You don't tell by that. Obviously.
In what world are you undercover? Would you just go about and nobody looks at you? Nobody assumes
anything. Nobody knows. So how would you approach your mother?
So you're looking. You want to approach your mother.
Yeah.
He's in love with his own mother.
Right. Rosemary.
You're sexually attracted to your mother.
Super sexually.
What is it about your mum that you're sexually attracted to?
We've got the same sense of humour.
Mm. Yeah, same breast size.
No, hers are smaller. Fuming. A little bit of fat shaming on the podcast. I'm here to talk about incest and nothing else.
Are you close to your mum?
Well, not as close as you are, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
Right ahead on that segment.
So, I mean, there's not a lot of advice I can give you. I guess just speak to her about it.
Have you ever been with a woman in at all?
No.
Right.
No. Few men.
Your dad, is he one of them?
He's one of them.
Okay.
You've been with your dad?
Yeah.
Sexually?
Sexually?
I'm not really sure what advice to offer you, to be honest. Don't.
Herbie, I'm very confused why you'd come on a public podcast, upwards of 3 dozen viewers, and you would say that you want to get off with your mother.
You say I should go?
No. We've got plenty of time.
Herbie.
Plenty of time, Herbie.
Oh, very good.
Roads me in time.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Basil.
Fuck off, Herbie!
Oh! Did you pick up that angry attitude from Ryan earlier?
How would you know, Herbie? Piss off!
Be waiting outside. Oh, no, my hat.
Sorry about that, Ryan. What were you saying about Max? You've calmed down a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe Herbie was...
Now.
Sort of a lavender in human form.
Sorry about getting so angry earlier, mate.
Sorry, mate. Sorry for drinking all the water, apparently.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Glugger. Cheeky little glugger.
Oh.
A bugger, but with a G.
Yeah.
That's
good, that.
It's now time for Ryan's crying.
Ryan's
crying. Ryan's always crying.
Who's you?
So, a couple of things this week that...
What's really got on your nerves, Ryan?
Really gets
don't
on
say
my nerves
drinking
makes
all the water.
Me cry. So, I'm shit at spelling.
Is that why you put your phone down when you looked at your notes?
So, I hate playing Scrabble. Makes me cry. Doesn't make me cry, but...
Do you have to play Scrabble a lot?
A couple of times a year.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, why did you play?
Erin loves Scrabble.
Oh.
And I...
Is that because she knows it upsets you?
Maybe, could be. It's a game we can't really play together because I refuse to because I'm no good at it.
Would you watch your girlfriend play Scrabble with another man? Knowing that she gets pleasure from it?
I guess
about
not.
If all the words spelled out were like lust, rump.
Rump?
Scrotum on a triple letter score.
It would make it more exciting. I'd probably know most of those words, actually. I also don't like jigsaw puzzles. I get very frustrated with them.
Don't you do those as well?
No, I don't do them as well. Once again, this is something Erin does a lot that she loves, but I get so stressed.
We'll have this conversation with your girlfriend, Ryan, instead of us wasting our fucking time.
Right, well, it's funny you're talking about board games, because I'm getting bored.
Yeah.
Really sweaty hands, sorry.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Lemon in a glass of Coke, what's that all about? How annoying is that?
Yeah.
I don't like the bitterness it adds.
Remember the advert? Like, I put the lime in the Coke and I shake it all up. Remember that?
Shake it up to make it all go fizzy.
No, that's what they said in the advert. And now I think about it, it doesn't make much sense.
No.
That was a delicious beverage.
The Crusher advert or Crushing
Oh, the cat crusher. Yes.
A little crusher.
Yeah, and the cats.
It's tough enough to make milkshake.
Yes.
Yeah, that was good. Sorry, Ryan. Go on,
no,
go
no,
on.
No, no, no. Yeah, I just don't like having to. I take it out and yeah, then it's like, where do I put it?
So, as a barman, do you put lemon in people's drinks?
No.
Wow.
No.
Do people ask for it?
Sometimes. Sometimes. Yeah.
Fucking hard work, aren't you?
And then,
fucking hard work. Just you seething because a barman didn't put lemon in.
That's like 11.
Don't get involved, Ryan. This is what Stevenson made me laugh. The segment's really pissing me off. Saying the lemon's better, I'm better about your segment.
Homework? I hate getting homework.
Yeah, fuck me, you and every other child.
Who's been giving you homework?
Well, I know one recently, but I used to really hate it. And I still
CGI is making you suck lemons at home.
I hate them. They're in my dreams.
Still to this day, I hate. It makes me get really angry.
You do get homework. Too much homework as yeah. a kid. We used to get a 1,000-word essay every week in English.
Wow. What?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, thank you so much for listening.
You seem so much happier now that you've got all that off your chest, right?
Yeah, I do, actually. I do.
So sort of dumped it onto us. Well done. Hey, Ryan, do you like Red Bull?
Yeah.
How about a can of it in your ears? It's obscene green.
Yay! Obscene.
Whoa. Obscene.
Obscene green.
He likes to flick your bean.
Untrue. Salacious, unfounded rumours.
Oh, you don't like to give women pleasure? Ooh.
No.
Ooh.
Greedy.
Ooh.
Selfish. Ooh, you can dance on my lap, but I won't flick your clit.
Okie dokie. We're going back in time to September the 15th throughout history.
Glad it's the 15th.
1835. The HMS Beagle.
Fucking hell, that segment did go on for a while.
The HMS Beagle sets off with Charles Darwin to the Galapagos Islands. Oh, reach the Galapagos Islands.
God, I was not heading to Joe's flat. Beagle
That's how they
dog.
Found out the, you give in, don't you? Sometimes just give in. That's how they found out the theory.
Sorry for interrupting me
with
a joke. I know you'd never do that, Cameron.
No,
fuck.
It's not like me. Anyway, if you had a ship, what would you call the ship? Exactly, HMS Beagle. Sounds nice.
I think Boaty McBoatface was a real smash hit.
That was fun, yeah.
All aboard because of Ryan's segment.
Oh, well, we're not going to do better than that one. 1916, little willies are used in battle for the first time. Can you believe that? Oh. Two sides of war. At the Battle of the Somme, everyone whips out the little willies.
You're not going to use it to fuck with
you. It's actually the first willy? Use of tanks in warfare, Ryan. Thanks for asking. Oh. The first tanks were called little willies.
Really?
And
well,
we used it at the Battle of Flers-Coquelet, a part of the Battle of the Somme.
No willies.
So if you had a tank, what would it be called?
Fat willies.
Big willy.
Big thick willies.
Big thick.
Blowing the enemy apart.
You roll into Afghanistan. It's a big thick willy.
That's the fattest willy I've ever seen.
Can't like that one, yeah.
Pow.
Pack.
Something like, yeah, Meredith, something... Do you know, like the way Rita Alton Towers is
oh,
named
yeah,
after like
yeah.
an elderly woman and it's really quick. Something like that. I like that approach.
Yeah. I'd probably call it like
Miss Puddleduck.
Jill. Yeah, Miss Puddleduck would be a good one because then if someone says to the mate, hang on, Miss Puddleduck's over there, they're thinking, what are they going to do? Is the hedgehog in Marigolds?
Imagine that. Imagine soldier being the casket being brought home, having to tell the family he was killed by Miss Puddleduck.
Alright, I'll put you out your misery. One last one. I quite like this one, although I didn't remember it happening. In 2019, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson compares himself to Marvel character the Hulk in a newspaper interview. He says the madder the Hulk gets, the stronger the Hulk gets. He was actually talking about the UK exiting the EU. So, what would you do if Boris Johnson turned into a big green monster and destroyed the House of Commons?
He is destroying the country.
Yeah,
boy.
Woof.
Can't blame the Greens for that.
Yeah, that's very... Oh, satire. There you go. Yeah, well, That's me for the week. You're welcome.
It's now time for Put It to the Max.
Put it to the max, to the max. Put it to the max. Nah, nah.
Hey, guys, this one is a bit trickier to deal with, so I understand if you don't read it. Psh! You underestimated us, sir/madam. Basically, my problem is that my bitter son... We've got bitter quite a lot today.
Well,
these things marry up. Yeah. Won't let me or his mother see our granddaughters after a row about money. I think he's punishing the children as well as us. What can I do? Wow. Ooh. Real toughie.
So they're having an argument about money.
So him and his son have been arguing about money, and then the son goes, fine, you're not seeing the kids.
Ooh, that's a bit shit.
Yeah, it's harsh.
Should we act it out?
Yeah.
Sure.
So there's a father, a mother, a son, and then a grandchild.
Yeah. Where's the Holy Ghost come into this?
Who wants to be whom?
I'll be the grandchild.
Okay, grandchild, then we've got a son, father and mother.
I'll be your son. Father, sorry. It's a bracket family, this.
Fucking hell.
So you're the son?
Oh, yeah.
And then we're your parents, and we've had a fallout over
money. You're my... Wait, what? So he's my son?
Yeah.
You're not letting
them. And then we're your parents.
Me. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I want to see Nan and Grandad.
No. You cannot see them.
Wait.
Oh, God.
Gonna stick with it now, Ryan.
When we paid for your voice transplant, we didn't agree to that. Now you owe us big time.
Could have spent that money on a watermelon bowler.
We were supposed to spend it on your mother's first.
The money needed to be spent.
Yes, on your mother's voice transplant. Listen to her.
Kill me. I feel like I can only say three phases.
Well, you said a few more than that. So.
Kill me.
I want to see Nanny. She's not long for this world.
Quiet, son. I could have spent that money on the watermelon bowler.
We need to... Right. I want to listen to my mother. My father. Explain yourselves.
You explain yourself.
I can only say these three phases.
Right, well...
Why have you picked that voice, son?
I'm having a breakdown.
Yeah. Oh, I got a lisp.
I can only say these three phrases.
You are a moron, you know that.
I could have used that money on a watermelon bowler.
You said, man.
I can only say these three phrases.
How'd you feel?
Kill me!
your grandma's being daft, don't worry.
I can also say this as well.
What?
I can also say this as well.
That's four phrases. You've been lying to me. You've been able to say way more. I've spent the last 30 years without hearing I love you, and you've been capable of it. You bitch. She's creamed her jeans. Well done.
I love you.
I don't really feel the same anymore.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
I love you, grandson.
Don't get involved. I'm sorry I spent the money, son.
I was supposed to go on his college fund as well.
I know.
I don't want to go to college.
What?
You want to live with me?
No.
I want to be a melon bowler with Nanny.
You...
Go here.
You will go to college.
You said something else.
You've been melon bowling. You said you were having an affair. You know I love melon bowling. Well, there we have it. It's the final question. This one was sent in by Ava. Thank you. Would you rather your parents have a list of every bad thing you've done or every bad thing you've thought?
Oh, my God.
What, that they know of?
Oh. That's a big gulp, Cameron. All your listeners did hear that. you've told my parents what? They, so...
Oh, no. Oh,
everything
no.
you've done, and they don't know of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a list of everything you've thought of, ever. Every bad thing you've thought of, ever. Yeah. Or every bad thing you've done, ever.
I'd say done.
Yeah.
Purely because if it's thought, it would also include what I've done and just a bit more.
Yeah.
So I'd have to say what I've done. I wouldn't be happy about it.
But then thoughts, you know, just thoughts. Everyone has thoughts.
But here's the thing. Today I spoke, well, I didn't. Somebody called Herbie came in, maybe, and spoke to you about you having sex with your parents.
Yeah.
You would have thought that. So they'd have a list saying, oh, me having sex with my parents. And the amount I've said it, now I'm probably thinking about it.
Oh, for God's sake.
I know you're also probably thinking about it.
I'm thinking about you having sex with your parents.
Yeah. I'm thinking about Cameron's, you know, big watermelon baller at home.
Then with thoughts, you've not actually done anything.
But this thing, like, you know, there'll have been stuff that you'll have done that you'll have to have thought about doing.
And what I would have done is I would have most recently thought of, oh, should I buy my mum a box of chocolates? And I was like, look at the bottom. Base me on my last thought, please, mother. Not these ones, when I wanted you dead. This last one.
I think I'm probably going to go for thoughts.
Really?
Yeah, because they're just thoughts.
Yeah.
They're just ideas.
It'd take a while to go through them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And presumably the list is always growing, yeah.
Because the first thought would just be, wah.
Yeah, for
whatever.
Good
I don't know.
It'd be interesting to see what a baby thinks.
Yeah,
that's what they say.
If it's every, do you know what? To be fair, boobies.
Yeah, I want to chew those titties a bit more.
And then on the done one, chew them titties. I don't know. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Because you're right. It would just be most of it would just be gibberish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would say every bad thing I've done because I've been quite a good boy in my life.
Yeah, just probably done.
Yeah.
He's had some bad thoughts, man. He's thought about catapulting a pigeon through your window. Shit, man, just do it.
A pigeon? that wouldn't break first time. You'd have to keep chucking.
Go on, son, you can do it. yeah, I'd go with every bad thing I've done. I've probably told one of my parents every bad thing I've done anyway.
Yeah. Did you say blackmailing me into throwing geese shit at my own window was
no,
a bad thing?
I think my dad laughed at that.
Geese shit?
Yeah.
And my mum.
stole my house keys, said I couldn't have them back. So I threw this bit of goose poo at my bedroom window. So I was there like with leaves picking up geese shit, throwing it at my window.
It's like midnight.
Didn't even have the keys.
Oh my God, I remember, yeah.
Didn't even have the keys. I think I left them in the kitchen.
We all laugh about it now.
Yeah.
No, because I remember because I walked past and Sting was grinding on you, and then he walked up and he had the keys in his hands.
He goes up to him, grinds on him, and then he turns around. Yeah. The keys are in his bum cheek. He got him out of his pocket.
You also see a load of goose poo coming up behind him. You threw it there, honest. It's after midnight, I must be going. So you're saying
I've got a stunned thoughts.
Cameron.
Yeah.
Every bad thing you've thought or done.
Yeah, everything I've done, I suppose.
Yeah.
Don't them think, you know, if they see what I've thought, then whatever I do next won't be an impish surprise.
That's
and
true.
All the charm will have worn off and I'll probably get in trouble for it, so. Hey!
Whoa. Ron, you should have drank your water!
Oh.
Why didn't you drink your water?
All over my crotch.
Sorry.
That wouldn't have happened if you're a little water pig like me.
That's another thing for the list for me.
It's a pig.
What are you doing?
You've got to get off the table.
This is the worst podcast.
Is this you out of 10?
Oh. Ryan, we'll just edit in you being angry now. anyway, thank you very much for watching the Stephen Tries podcast. I'm joined by Ryan Locke.
Hey! Hey!
Thank you.
Max Smith.
Yep. Hang 10.
Stop.
And Cameron Green.
Bye.
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 Stay safe, stay humble. Ciao.